All right, so I hope you enjoyed this ear training. I'm going to give you the final piece, which is actually the most important, the comprehensive review of all the 12 intervals. Okay, I've been putting it off with all our little song examples and everything, but this is the real work, you know. And there's no real shortcut, you know, to want to be able to sort of circumvent the process of like thinking about your reference song and then figuring out what interval that is and all that. It might be too much work, seem like too much work for you. And I'm not really sure how to offer you any shortcut to that, other than just to practice and have fun practicing. And surely there are a lot of other, you know, products on the market. I've even seen one from Jamie Ebersole. I thought it was quite challenging myself. One of my students showed me the Jamie Ebersole ear training CDs that they have. But I'm sure there's tons of stuff on the market, and this isn't supposed to be, this is just a bonus for you guys to listen to in the car. But if you really want to practice, then just buckle down and practice. You know, go on your instrument and do 10 minutes of ear training every single day. You know, or try it when you're driving. Don't miss your exit, whatever. So I'm going to give you a comprehensive review. We're going to do it in the key of A because that's the easiest for me to sing. I'm going to give you the name of the interval, and then I'll play it for you, and then you try and sing it. Okay, try and sing it. So I'll play it three times. Once you listen and twice you sing. So first, the interval of, we're going to go from smallest to biggest, by the way. So interval of a minor second. Here's our tonic. And then the flat two is going to go. All right. So sing along. Smallest interval we got, half step. Next one, the whole step. Sing along. Next one, minor third. Next one, major third. Next one, fourth. Flat fifth. To the fifth. Flat six. Natural six. Seven. Natural seven. Octave. Backwards from the octave down to, well, unison. We didn't do unison. Unison just means the same note. So octave down to the minor second. Three. See if you can, all right, on this one, see if you can sing it before I play it. So do, and then sing yourself a major scale, stop at the octave, and see if it sounds like this. Do do, right? Like this, do, 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 just the way we did on the way up. But now we're going to go down to the major seventh. How am I going to find that, you may ask yourself? Well, you can't just hear your reference song, the other way to do it is just sing the scale up to the seventh. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And so it's going to sound like do, ti, do. Let's see if I'm right. Flat seven. These would be easier if you can do a minor scale. We touched on this when we did our examples, but it would be 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1, 1, flat 7, flat 6, 5, 4, flat 3, 2, 1. And so my interval of a seventh is simply the last of those before the octave. Right? So. Major sixth. Before you do it, in order to do it, use your reference song or just sing up to the sixth. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. I'm sorry, I played it wrong. My bad. And then the flat sixth. Again, sing a minor. Da 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 da. And now fifth. Da 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 da. Sorry, I kind of sang that wrong. Da 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 da. Flat fifth. Da 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 da. Not really part of the minor scale. It's called the blues scale. 1, flat 3, 4, flat 5, 5, flat 7, 1, 1, flat 7, 5, flat 5, 4, flat 3, 1. Is built off a blues scale, so that might help you. So na 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 da da da. And now the fourth, here comes the bride. Na 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 na. Major third. Do, re, mi. Minor third. Da, da, da. Major second. Do, re. Second. Do, re, flat, re, do. Great job if you were able to follow that. In the next section, I'm going to give you some examples. And then unlike the other two recordings, I'm going to actually tell you the answer and see if you're right.